Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Union Bank of India earnings conference call for the period ended June 30th, 2021. The bank is represented by the Managing Director and CEO, Shri Rajkiran Rajji, Executive Directors, Shri Gopal Singh Gusain, Shri Dinesh Kumar Garg, Shri Manas Ranjan Biswal, Shri Nitesh Ranjan, and other members of the top management. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mrs. Ranjita Suresh, Assistant General Manager, Investor Relations. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Good evening, everyone. The structure of the con call shall include a brief opening statement by MD and CEO, and then the floor will be open for interaction. Before getting into the con call, I'll read out the usual disclaimer statement. I would like to submit that certain statements that may be discussed during the investor interaction may be forward-looking statements based on the current expectations. These statements involve a number of risks, uncertainties, and other factors that cause the actual results to differ from the statements. Investors are therefore requested to check the information independently before making any investment or other decisions. With this, I now request our MD and CEO for his opening remarks. Thank you. Over to you, sir.
Good evening, everyone. It is a pleasure and privilege to meet you all for Union Bank of India financial results for quarter ended, that is June 2021. The first quarter of the current financial year was marred by second wave of COVID-19, disrupting life and livelihoods. Banking industry continued to anchor relief efforts with enhanced liquidity and credit measures. Encouragingly, with COVID cases declining beginning June, high-frequency data signaled revival gaining momentum in the economy. Google mobility indicators show grocery activity returning to pre-COVID levels and retail and recreation activity showing sequential uptick. Power consumption growth, the momentum in rail freight, UPI transactions also improved sequentially in June 2021. Healthy monsoon coverage, water reservoir levels, and MNREGA employment bodes well for rural sectors' resilience. The combination of fiscal and monetary measures with rising vaccination coverage augur well for business opportunities going forward. Coming to the bank's business and financials for the quarter ended June 2021, operating profit of the bank grew 31.5% year-on-year and stood at 5,303 crores for the quarter one of the year 2022. Net interest income registered a growth of 9.5% year-on-year and stood at 7013 crores during the quarter one. The global NIM stood at 3.08% for the quarter one. The net profit stood at 1,181 crores during the quarter one of 22, as against net profit of 333 crores of the quarter one of previous year, registering a growth of 254.9%. In terms of business, the RAM sector noted 8.9% year-on-year growth, raising its share in domestic loan book to 56.1%. Within RAM sector, the retail advances grew 10.6% year-on-year and agriculture advances grew 12.7% year-on-year. In the liability side, total deposits grew 1.8% year-on-year, led by low-cost CASA deposits, which grew at 11.2% year-on-year. The CASA ratio thus stood at 36.39% as of June 21 as compared to 33.3% a year ago. Of asset quality, the gross NPA ratio stood at 13.60% at the end of June 21 compared to 14.95% in June 2020. Net NPA stood at 4.69% compared to 4.97% 1 year ago. On capital front, the bank has raised ₹1,447 crores of equity capital through QIP in May 21 and has raised Tier 2 bonds of 850 crores in June 21. The bank has further raised 1,150 crores in a Tier 2 bond during the current quarter. Friends, a number of initiatives are underway As part of our long-term strategy, the bank has initiated post-amalgamation transformation journey with focus on increased digitization by way of launching a project named Samarth 2.0 to identify and implement digitally enabled initiatives across the bank to realize larger benefits post-amalgamation. The bank aspires to achieve many benefits from Samarth 2.0 in the next 2 to 3 years, like customer journey through digitization, long-term synergies, and digital channels revamp. Revamped POS, cards business models, digitized back office, new digital sales-oriented and MSME branches. There is a brief on this initiative given in the analyst presentation, which you can take into account while analyzing the value potential going forward. You may recall that during your financial year 21 earnings call, we had given guidance on certain parameters. We are happy to share that our actual performance during Q1 is mostly in line with the guidance. However, let me reiterate our guidance for the year 21-22. Deposit and advances, the range of growth is 8-10%. CASA ratio in the range of 36-37%. NIM to be around 2.9-3%. Credit cost to be around 2%. Delinquency ratio to be around 2.5. The delinquency for quarter one of this year, largely driven by MSME segment, which slipped to the extent of 3,139 crores, attributed to business disruption due to lockdown. Going forward, restructuring, ECLGS opportunities, wherever eligible, and as the economic activity has resumed, we expect nominal slippages under this segment, and this will come down substantially. With this guidance, I conclude my remarks. We are grateful to analyst and investor fraternity for their support and feedback that helps us to take informed decision in our journey towards efficiency and profitability. I look forward to your questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Anyone who would like to ask a question, please press star and one at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Ashok Ajmera from Ashcon Global. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening,
Raj Kiran Rai sir and your entire team. Again, compliments to you because I would start with first is the guidance, the kind of guidance you had given. I think more or less all the parameter, on the contrary, the credit cost has come down below the NIM has gone up substantially than the guidance. Most of the parameters are better than what the guidance you had given. My only one concern is, sir, on the advanced growth, credit growth side, because even in this quarter also, we have been saved by phenomenal treasury profit and treasury operation. And but for this, you know, like in the normal banking operations, we would have lagged behind because the most of the money is invested through the treasury, and then there is a treasury income also, and the profit also altogether about, I think, 2,067 crore, if I go on the segment-wise profitability. So what is actually is the our plan, because this, how are we going to achieve this 10% or 8-10% of the credit growth target, from where it is going to come, because the retail is also too much crowded now. So your comments on that. My second point is that on the NARCL, last time you had said that 17 accounts of 7,800 crores identified. And so what is the progress on that, whether the assets have been fully identified, valued, and how much are we going to receive the money from the 17 accounts of 7,800 crore? My third is only a small data point. You know, if you look at the advance figure, the loan figure, which is mentioned in the balance sheet of 5,84,596 crore, and if you take your advances of 6,45,091 crore, reduce the provision figure of 60,687 crore, there is a difference of 192 crore. So I don't know, I mean, on this arithmetic, just what could be this 192 crore element. So these are my few observations and the questions on this first round of my opportunity which is given to me, because I know that the moderator will otherwise cut me down. So please, if you can answer this.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Ashok. On the credit growth side, if you look at retail and agriculture, we are retail has grown at 10% despite the COVID disruption, and agriculture has grown at 12%. So we foresee a much bigger transaction on the retail side, on the, that is the RAM sector side, as we go along. On the corporate credit side, yes, we are yet to see the traction, because the working capital utilizations are quite low. Even the term loan sanctions are not being used. But then what we are seeing is a good economic activity picking up. So hopefully the working capital utilization levels will go up. And that is what we are hoping. By end of Q2 or in the Q3, we will see a traction in the corporate, large corporates also, by way of utilization of the limits and also utilizing the term loan sanctioned. So we are also seeing some activity of investments happening, particularly in some of the sectors. So we all put together, once the corporate, large corporates start growing at around even 5-6%, then it is very easy for us to achieve 8% credit growth. So that is our expectation. So by the end of the year, we are very confident that the credit growth for the bank will be more than 8%. But then your concern on the earning side, if you look at the net interest income, so that is very steadily growing, because our average advances is holding. Like, even though the credit growth numbers are coming mostly because of the short-term credit, because of the interest rate differential between banks, they are moving from bank to bank. Because of that 2-3%, 4% difference in credit growth you may see, but from the earning perspective, it is not going to make big difference. But then growth is definitely required. So it will come, and I am very sure that by end of the year, the growth numbers will be there, but it is not going to have a major impact on the net interest income, what we are already seeing. On the NARCL side, our number of that 17 account and 7,800 crores, they are broadly crystallized from our side, because we did an exercise of identifying the accounts, but then the action has to come from the other side. Now this NARCL, actually you may be aware that it is progressing well, but then there are many approvals needed. Now the next step of action will come from the NARCL side, because after their approvals from the concerned regulatory bodies, they will do the process of acquiring these assets. We need to wait for that, but I am very sure this will happen quickly. I will not put a deadline to that, but then this is progressing very well. On this difference of 192 crores, my CFO is here, you will be able to explain. It is actually
645.
Yeah, 645 minus this thing. It is some provision which might not have been captured. So it is only because of that, from the outstanding number to the balance sheet number. So we will be able to clarify offline to you.
This amount of the provision of the gross NPA is 87,967.68 crore. 27,281 is your net NPA. So the difference is 60,687 crore. If you reduce this from 6,45,000 crore, it comes to 584,404 crores. Whereas
I got your number.
Our net NPA, Mr. Ashok, our net NPA is 27,437. 27,281
was the March
figure. Yeah, 487. Okay.
Right now it is
27,437.
So maybe that is the difference I think you are
sitting
at.
438.
Okay, I'll just get
back.
Yes, I'll come back.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mahrukh Adajania from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, sir.
Hello.
Hi. Hi. So, I had a few questions. Firstly, I just wanted to clarify, this MSME restructuring, the outstanding stock of MSME restructuring would be around 5,000 crores. Is that the right number?
Yeah, from resolution 1.0, 1.0 MSME restructuring was around 2,427. In the resolution 2.0, it is around 954 crores. This is what is MSME restructuring in the resolution 1.0 and 2.0.
Yeah, but there were these MSME schemes that were extended.
That was around 2,700 crores. So you're right. Under the old scheme of 2019, so around 2,700 crores was there. Right, I agree. Yeah.
So 2,700?
Around 5,000 odd crores, yes.
Got it. And so the other question I have is that would it be possible to share SMA 2 below 5 crores?
Nitesh,
do we
have that number?
Yeah, I think it is around 3.7%, all SMA 2 inclusive of 5 crore and above also. Which is compared to last quarter, I think it was around 2.35.
So including even small ticket below 5 crore, it's 3.7%.
Right.
Got it. And so would there be any recovery in included in NII? So recovery from, so some banks have included recovery from Kingfisher in NII, that's why I'm asking.
330 crores.
No, not that.
Small quantum is there, around 150 crores.
Sorry?
Around 150 crores of interest income is on account of the recovery.
Got it. And the rest is in other income. The total recovery would be how much?
Total recovery from write-off is around 300. But that is in other income.
Correct.
Okay.
And then 150 is in
150
this.
Is actually we changed the accounting policy, which all the major banks were practicing for many years. We changed it this year. So that's why it has come there. So we changed the policy that generally the recovery is appropriated to interest and other charges first and to the principal later. But earlier we were doing it to the principal directly. So we changed that principle. So with that, about 150 crores extra interest was recovered, which would have otherwise gone to reduce the gross NPA as per the old policy.
Got it. But that 150 crore relates to Kingfisher or everything?
No. It is not Kingfisher. It is a normal recovery. When I do a recovery in any NPA account, now the appropriation goes to the interest first.
Got it. So there is no lumpiness on account of Kingfisher or anything?
There is no lumpiness. And this is a very normal thing. And quarter on quarter, the same numbers may come.
Got it.
But on the profit side, it will not have much impact. Because on the gross NPA, that reduction would have helped me in lesser provision.
Correct. Got it, sir. And sir, do you have any pending restructuring pipeline? Whatever is implemented is clearly given in the presentation. So over and above that, any pending?
Not on large corporate side, because that's all complete. Whatever was due was completed.
Correct.
So under resolution 2.0, up to 20, like this MSME and retail is eligible for restructuring up to 30th September. So we expect roughly 2,000 crores of restructuring during second quarter.
2,000?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, sir. Thanks a lot. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Jay Mundra from BNK Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good evening, sir. Few questions, sir. From first, sir, on your agri NPA, right? So the quantum is not that big, but still it looks like that, other banks have not, at least other PSU banks have not reported even this much amount of agri NPA. So just wanted to check, is there any, state-specific issue or is there some, uniqueness to this agri NPA? Because other banks, they have reported very minuscule set of agri NPA.
No, I cannot comment on other banks because agri NPA, some interpretation issues were there that on the renewal side, particularly on the crop loan renewal side, what is the cycle we need to take? So since we went through the amalgamation, so we put a prudent norm. With that, actually, we saw some increase in NPA because of the amalgamation. Like we adopted a policy which was applicable for Union Bank. Because of that, we could have seen some increase in agriculture NPA, but otherwise it is stabilizing. We don't foresee any bigger NPA coming.
Right. Okay. And similarly, there is large corporate, while the amount is not big, you know, considering the balance sheet size, but again, you know, it looks like this 1400 crores of large corporate slippages is also, you know, slightly unique. So can you throw some light, any specific sector or where these large corporates are coming from, slippages?
Yeah, actually in the last minute, one thermal power project slipped, which is amounting to almost 800 crores. 900 crores, one thermal power, which actually because one DISCOM payment got delayed and in the last minute, which was not anticipated. So that is something between 800 to 900 crores, one. And one jewelry account, which was almost expected to slip, that was another 300 crores. These two are the chunky accounts, otherwise large corporate, there was nothing.
Okay, and this thermal is part of a UP-based group, right? Is that
no,
because
no,
that
no,
was
no,
under
South,
some
South, South Southern group.
Okay, understood, sir. Okay, sure. And so that is helpful, sir. And second on restructuring, so in your notes to account, you say that MSME restructure is 6,200. And I mean, just wanted to check that does it already include your 2400 crores of MSME restructuring under 1.0, or these are like additive number?
Yeah, total MSME restructuring is around 6,100 crores. It includes that 2019 MSME,
right, MSME
restructuring plus 2427 under resolution 1.0 and about 954 under 2.0.
Right. So 954 is some different number because in your presentation shows some 536. Is this the same thing?
It's below 25, I think, because this is some disclosure.
Right, okay.
So I think it is below 25 and that will be something, because up to 50 crores it is eligible. So that difference,
right.
But then this is a total MSME. 954 in the 2.0 is the full
Understood.
Number.
Understood. So, sir, this 2.0 number should actually be higher by 400 odd crores, right? Versus what is there in the presentation, because that would not have been clubbed under personal loan for sure, right?
And
so that
number,
would be...
No, 3,962 crores is the restructuring,
okay.
Under 2.0. Out of that, 2,855 is under personal, that is retail part, and 954 MSME. The rest is coming from agri.
Understood, sir. Sir, and the last thing, sir, from my side is, sorry, two last thing. One is the tax thing. So we also had, you know, accumulated losses from erstwhile Andhra Bank and the other bank. So why don't we, you know, irrespective of which tax regime you are in, we can still set off the accounting profit against the accumulated loss? Or is there some challenge in that treatment?
We have already done accumulated losses are set off against the share premium. We have cleaned that.
But you can still set off once you have set off already under share premium, but you can still reduce your accounting profit through those or no? Because few banks have already done and they have paid a negative tax rate.
So for me also, last time we had made this disclosure saying that the accumulated losses carried forward for accounting purposes, even though we are set off, we will have the tax benefit. So that's why we have not made any tax provision, if you see this time. That 535 crores, what you see is we are reducing the DTA. Actually, this time, no, we started reducing
okay.
the deferred tax assets. We carry about 15,000 crores of DTA. Because
right.
which was carried over from previous years. So now actually, since we are into profits and a lot of write-offs are happening, so we are gradually bringing down that. So this year, this quarter, about 535 crores of DTA we reduced.
Right. So DTA reduction as and when you move to the new tax regime, this will anyway be...
This will help, because I have to gradually bring down DTA
right.
because it will help in multiple ways. Because this DTA gets reduced from my equity and that's why my book value, adjusted book value comes down. And it also goes down my, like from the CET1 also, core equity, it gets reduced from there. So as we round it off, as we reduce the DTA, my capital CET1 goes up.
Thank you. I would request Mr. Munjal to rejoin the queue for follow-up questions. Anyone who would like to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Ravi Kumar from Hyderabad Investment. Please go ahead.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for the opportunity, sir. So we have been, investor with Andhra Bank since a decade or more than a decade, and also, of course, a customer since, decades. Sir, just I would like to bring up, two points to you. One is the transformational changes. When every other bank, majority of the banks are working, seamlessly, irrespective of the location. So these particular banks are, not customer friendly. For every purpose, they ask us to, come to the bank and give the application, come to the bank and speak to the manager. See, in this global era, our bank will be in remote area and we will be staying in cities. And on top of that, sir, the charges, what kind of charges they are applying, mindlessly they are applying. The thing is, they don't even have the understanding before we do any transaction. They're simply applying the transaction charges and they are very huge. And in that way, as a customer, what I am doing is, I am utilizing the Andhra Bank service, Union Bank service for whatever I require. And then I am pulling all my money from my savings account, like whether it is 2 lakhs or 5 lakhs into some other, customer-friendly bank. So the CASA ratio, like the moment when I put some money in savings bank account and leave it for 3 months, 6 months, that is where bank is going to make the money. And at the same time, a pain in, the thing like, bank is cheating. So the bank staff doesn't have any answer. Even if we call to the customer care, they are also helpless. And I'm seeing very careless attitude towards, customers, sir. If this did not change, I think, God has to save this bank.
Mr. Ravi Kumar, please don't generalize. So if you have a specific issue with a particular bank, please send it to us. We will talk to them and ensure that this is sorted out. I would encourage you to use my mobile platform or net banking platform. So that will help you not to go to the branch, because most of the transactions are permissible under mobile and net banking. But we can take your issues offline and sort it out.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashok Ajmera from Ajcon Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much for giving me the opportunity again. Sir, I have a couple of questions and some clarifications required. This carry forward, this fraud, 485 crore rupees has been carried forward as per the RBI guidelines. But how much provision for the fraud has been made during this quarter is not mentioned. Can you give me that number, that in this quarter, how much have you provided on account of the frauds?
500, how much is?
No, 485 is...
485 is the carry forward, but this quarter we have made about 500 or so. 550 crores is the provision we have done during this quarter.
Yeah, so generally it is mentioned in the notes, and other banks or maybe your bank also earlier. This time it is only mentioned that this much amount is carried forward.
Only a small amount is pending now,
So, and sir, this additional provision of 981 crore made on the 9 accounts, what is the total outstanding in this 9 accounts as per note number 16?
One minute, I'll just come back to you on that. 16 accounts, note number 16. Yeah.
And sir,
I'll give you the number.
You give me that
outstanding
note. Yeah. As per note number 23, sir, these two accounts, which are stayed by NCLT Kolkata for not providing as an NPA, 2,640 crores. Can you throw some more light on this? Because provision has been made for 862 crores on these accounts. What kind of?
We have not mentioned the name, but then we gave some, because this is a standard asset as of now. So this provision, what we have done, it will go under standard asset provision. Now, as a precaution, we have done it because there is a stay on classifying this account as NPA. So as an abundant precaution, we have made up to 30% provision. Last quarter we have done 15% and this quarter we have done 15%. As a precaution, because when it actually when the stay goes away, if it slips, so bank should not be caught unaware. And since we had a cushion to make the provision, we have made 30% provision.
Yeah, no sir, I mean I understand. I mean whatever is the legally required and even otherwise also you have done it. But what is the nature of those accounts? Are they actually going to slip? Are they actually the bad accounts, or there is some possibility of these
but
accounts?
But for the stay, they would have been NPA accounts.
Okay. So whatever the provision is made is according to you sufficient to take care of.
Actually, yes. It's a precaution we are taking, so that generally when it becomes substandard, we have to make 15%. And then after a year, it has to go to 25%. But then as a precaution, we are keeping a higher provision. And because we had the cushion to do that, we did that. So it's a matter of, most of the public sector banks nowadays, we try to keep higher provision. We don't want to postpone the recognition and provisioning. We want to take it upfront so that the balance sheet is correctly reflected. That is the idea.
But you know, some of the banks who used to make extra provisions, floating provisions, earlier, now all they are consuming that to bring the books in black. Actually, because that earlier even instead of 15% RBI standard, 20% used to be provided. I think most of the banks have stopped doing that. But anyway, I think you are ably, I mean, properly cushioned with all those kind of. I just wanted some clarity on these two accounts, sir. Last time you had said that, sir, out of those FITL, those interest on the loans for 6 months moratorium, some 58 crore was pending to be received. That has gone bad, or any recovery is made out of that, those accounts?
I don't think there is anything remaining from FITL. I think we were able to sort it out.
So then there is no issues.
No issues which percolated from that. Because we were anticipating that because of the FITL non-recovery, so it may percolate for some bigger slippage, but that didn't happen. We could manage that.
Okay, sir. So now my next point is, sir, on this...
Hello? Yeah. Yeah, please.
Have you got that note number 16, this thing?
We will share with that understanding that we are not having.
Yes. Sir, can you throw some light on this Mudra loan, sir, especially this Kishore and Tarun? What is the status and how much percentage of that is generally, as per your experience, going to go bad?
Actually, Mudra is broadly in line with the MSME, actually. So up to now, the NPA is around 16%, but then they are broadly covered by credit guarantee scheme. So we don't foresee major losses from the 16% NPA. They are covered under guarantee scheme.
All right, sir. Sir, on this credit front, you said, of course, the corporate MSME or corporate credits are going to come. Maybe you might see in the third or fourth quarter. But what I see is that the cement and steel, especially steel industry, is almost re-rated now. I mean, many of those steel, earlier the banks used to rather, keep them away. Those industries have started performing well. So have you started receiving some kind of application from the cement, steel and basic infrastructure companies and the corporates? Is there any green shoe, any green shoots?
Yes, we started receiving. Actually, there are a few sanctions also which have happened. So, but then they don't have the capacity to change my number totally, because these are all like sanctions in few hundreds or maybe 1,000 crore kind of sanctions. Because for a book, large book of our size, no, unless we see a traction of 5,000-10,000 crores, you will not feel that number going up. But then we see at least 3-4 new steel company, new in the sense the capacity expansions happening, and we are receiving these proposals. Even in cement also, in textile also, we are seeing that.
Thank you. I would request Ms. Ajmera to rejoin the queue. We would also request participants to limit your question to one at a time. The next question is from the line of Abhijit Sathare from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
The first one is the upgrade number, about 3,100 crores. Are there any large accounts here?
Yeah, I think last time also I made this statement because one large corporate account which was under restructuring, so about 2,000 crores. So this quarter it got restructured and got upgraded.
Okay, got it. The second one is the employee cost has been slightly higher this quarter. What should we look at in terms of the full year numbers here?
Employee cost per quarter will be around 2,500. This time we had about 300 crores extra because of some, one was actually we paid some incentive, what we called performance incentive, that is once in a year. So that was about 90 crores and some provisioning we had to do for some terminal benefits. So it's about 300 crores more than the normal. Otherwise it will be around 2,500 per quarter.
Okay. And sir, one clarification on the restructuring that we are doing. What is the nature of restructuring here? Are we giving a blanket kind of a moratorium based on the product? You can highlight.
It is mostly the moratorium. It is the postponement of the installment. Mostly the restructuring in that line.
And how long is that?
It is anything between 6 months to 24 months. So depending on the case. So there is no general number I can put, but then it is between 6 months to 24 months.
Okay. And sir, the last one is, like the government has increased the size of the ECLGS scheme itself, but we are not seeing banks kind of utilizing it, at least as far as the numbers that are coming out so far. Any comments, sir?
Actually, for getting the, under the second resolution, that 2.0, the ECLGS which is coming, if you have to give the second dose, somebody has taken 20%, now they are eligible for another 10%, then the account has to be necessarily restructured. So that is one condition. So because of that, there is some reluctance on the part of the borrower to avail that 10%. So we are trying to work around that. So that is one of the reasons. But otherwise, this time it was a short disruption, only 2 months. So things are almost back to normal. We could see that in June when we went for collections. Things are almost back to normal. And if you see the slippage also, the accounts which were stressed and which you could not come out, we have classified them as NPA. You couldn't see that number. So that's why the restructuring was only 954 crores in MSME this quarter. So, but then the NPA number was higher. So these are all almost recognized now. In MSME, I feel that it's all recognized.
And the last one, the slippages that we are seeing on the SME side, these accounts have utilized any form of restructuring in the last 2 years, the scheme that has been running so far?
No, I didn't get your question. You are talking about 2019 guidance on MSME restructuring?
Yeah.
We have about 2,800 crores of restructuring. Out of that, some accounts are slipping also. I think this quarter we saw a slippage of around 200 crores out of this book. Roughly. I can give you the exact numbers, but then broadly I think it is around that. So that is the old restructuring of 2019.
Thank you. I would request Mr. Safari to rejoin the queue. The next question is from the line of Rakesh Kumar from Systematics. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
So just one question, and this is pertaining to the yield on investment we generate. So this is close to around 5.9%. So just wanted to get adjusted number for amortization, shifting loss, and capital gain. So how that number looks like, because considering the funding cost and all, how remunerative that investment part of business is. So if you can help me with that number.
Nitish would like to.
Rakesh, would you please repeat your question? Hello?
Hello, Mr. Rakesh, can you repeat your number, the question?
So, I was trying to arrive at investment yield. The reported number is 5.9%. But since the amortization figure comes only on the half yearly and full year basis, so adjusted for amortization cost on the investment portfolio, and then the shifting loss and the depreciation on the book, what is the normalized number or adjusted number on the investment book yield, if you can help us with?
No, no, I'm still not able to figure out, but I can give you some numbers to help you calculate. So shifting loss is around 130 crores. And the, I think, amortization anyway is happening on the daily basis. It's not about half yearly or quarterly basis. So that is already accounted for in the yield on investment. And in terms of depreciation on investment, we have around 200 crores of reversal this quarter. I'm not sure whether I have helped you get the number.
So I was just trying to assess that, you know, credit part of business is okay, but the investment part of business, how, you know, remunerative it is on the spread basis. So that was the, you know, adjusted number I was trying to arrive at.
Yeah, okay. So let me also add some more color to this. Today, if I look at the bulk deposits, most of these bulk deposits are coming at the, you know, average rate of maybe between 3 to 3.25 kind of thing. So that is one source of funds which we are deploying in the investment and earning maybe somewhere around 5.5 to 6% of yield. So that obviously gives around 2 to 2.5% of clean margins on the investment book also.
Got it. Thanks. Thanks. Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Maruk Abadania from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Sir, what is the recovery pipeline for the year and how much of that would be from NCLT?
Oh, this is something we are very comfortable answering. So, actually, like before Ashok gives you numbers, actually this quarter, our recovery upgradation was above 5,000. So, it's my cash recoveries, which goes to reduce NPA was 1,147, upgradation was 3,194. So in addition to that, we had a recovery from write-off accounts of about 300 crores and other cash recoveries of 464 crores, which all put together it was about 5,000 crores. But then, like for NPA reduction purpose, it is around 4,300 crores recovery plus upgradation. The full year number, we are told that it will be around 13,000 crores recovery plus upgradation. Out of that, 4,000 coming from NCLT and 9,000 from other recoveries. So this 4,000 of NCLT, this quarter we have not received much. But we expect we have a pipeline. I think Ashok will take over. He will give you the number.
Yeah, madam, I can just tell you two things which gives you this comfort. One is that we have 61 accounts which are approved by the COC, and that amount, the resolution amount is 2,127 crore. And there are 35 accounts which are already approved by NCLT and it is on the way for implementation. That amount is 3,529 crore. So total during the entire year, we have 96 accounts in the pipeline. And total resolution amount itself will be 5,656 crore. So we are very, very conservative. We are taking the estimate recovery from the NCLT that we are expecting it to the 4,000 crore.
Got it, sir. Thanks. And sir, sorry, can you just repeat the... So in COVID-2, you gave Jay some numbers, but I could not pick that up. So the MSME restructure is 964, and you also gave an agri restructuring number, which I missed. Can you please repeat it?
See, total restructuring was 3,962.
Hmm.
Out of that, 2,855 was retail, that is personal loans, 954 MSME. Others come from some allied activities. Actually, agriculture is not eligible for restructuring. Some of the allied activities under that sector are eligible, so which came in. That comes to around 150 or 154 crores. That's all.
Got it. Got it. Thank you so much, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press R and 1 to ask a question at this time. The next question is from the line of Sushil Choksi from Indus Equity. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. I had a simple question. Will we raise equity this year, or the equity raise what we have done is sufficient for the year?
Actually, capital-wise, we are comfortable because as it is, my CET1 is 9.7, and with the kind of planning what we have, it will be upwards of 10 by the end of the year. So that way, we don't need equity, but if we raise equity, it will be at the end of the year, if at all we raise. And mainly because we have to bring the public float to 25%. So today, 83% is held by the government. So we have to bring it down by another 8%. Only for that reason, we may have to raise equity. Otherwise,
so 8%.
So
this 8% is mandatory in the current financial year, or it can be...
No, we are short time now. So maybe we are getting that relief. So if we get time, then depending on the conditions, we'll raise. But I don't think we need to raise equity this year for our business requirements.
Okay. Second, sir, we spoke about taking deposits and swapping into investments. I think Nitish sir answered that question. Are we building more of a corporate book with a 3-year, 5-year, 10-year, or are we looking at some government bonds? Because I am asking from more of a point of inflation in the current market.
Yeah, Nitish.
It's a mix of both, actually, both the government bonds as well as the corporate bonds. And across the tenor, but bias is more towards the, you know, 1 to 5 year bucket.
So we are
mindful of the likelihood of interest rate going up. So considering that, only book is being.
Thank you. I would request Mr. Choksi to rejoin the queue for follow-up questions. The next question is from the line of Anand Latha from HDFC Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good evening. Thanks for giving opportunity. Sir, on your guidance of provisioning cost 2% for the current year, does it also include the aging provision which are likely to come for us?
Yes, yes. It is including everything.
Okay. And sir, in terms of our tax rate, we would remain at full tax rate in the current year, or? How one should assume?
Yeah, we are out of tax net for this year because of the carry forward losses. So we may not be paying any tax this year. So we are planning to move to the next year. We started adjusting our DTA now because we carry about 15,000 crores of DTA. Gradually we have to bring it down. For moving to new tax regime, I think we may have to take a hit of about 5,000 crores. So that's why we want to bring the DTA down during this year because the profitability is good. And maybe next year we can plan, we'll see, either by end of March 23, because we have cushion for this year. Next year we may think of moving to the new tax regime, but not for this year.
Okay. But sir, there is no compulsion for you to move to new tax regime?
Absolutely no. And this year it is not reducible also because we are not liable to pay tax this year. We have enough cushion. Next year, yes, we will think of it. Before that, we will see how this year spans out because there are some like good recoveries in the horizon. There are some divestments which can give me some good returns this year. So if we get good cushion, then we will try to use that. Because when I reverse DTA, not only my hit comes down, it adds to my capital because now it is reduced from the capital.
Correct. Sir, you indicated recovery target of 13,000 crore rupees for this. So if you can break up this, how much is the recovery from return of asset and how much will be the recovery and upgrade a part of the NPA movement?
Recovery in the technical write-off what we are projecting is to the tune of around 1,000 crore.
Okay. And balance, so of the 13,000 crore rupee, 1,000 crore could be from return of asset, balance 12,000 crore will be part of your NPA movement.
Yes, and remaining that NCLT, already we have projected around 4,000 crore. And through non-NCLT route also around 4,000 crore and 1,000 crore from the technical write-off. So it comes to around 9,000 crore and 4,400 crore already we have booked now. So it all puts together, I think we are crossing
13,000 crore. So would be fair to assume, sir, recovery upgrades this year would be closer to the slippages we would have?
We are planning and we are trying to move in that direction.
Okay. And sir, any guidance or you can give in terms of ROA, ROE, sir?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely, yes. I think Nitish.
See, Anand, last quarter, we have given a guidance of around 40 to 50 basis point ROA for this year. So we stick by that. Q1 performance is in line with that. So even on the normalized situation, we should be able to have 40 to 50 basis point of ROA. That will be, as you have seen, driven by the growth in the NIM, stability of the our other income, and the reduction in the credit cost.
And
ROE, we have guided for 8 to 10%. This quarter we are 10%, but we'll maintain the guidance for 8 to 10%.
Thank you. I would request Mr. Lada to rejoin.
There is one clarification. Mr. Ashok Ajmera had asked that question. So note 16, there are 9 accounts with outstanding of 3,151 crores for which a provision of 980 crores is made because there was a delay in the resolution. I think that satisfies his question, Mr. Ashok Ajmera.
Thank you. Anyone who would like to ask a question, you may press star and 1. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you. Thank you for your time. If you look at the number, this is a very stable quarter compared to the previous 3-4 quarters because we had a impact of not classifying as NPA for 2-3 quarters and because of the moratorium, and the last quarter suddenly there was a huge slippage, interest reversals. So numbers are not very stable to look at, but this quarter has been very stable. We don't have any one-off kind of things. Actually, these are reflecting the normal business scenario. Despite the 2 months of second wave, which totally disrupted our working in April and May, we could come back strongly in June. Even though slippage numbers are slightly above our comfort level, but then again, this happened because of one or two large accounts slipping and some higher slippage in MSME. We are very confident that the projection on slippage, the delinquency will be also maintained, and the numbers what we have reported in first quarter will remain stable and will improve. And we see a lot of traction on the recovery side also, which is improving day by day. So with this, actually, we will continue to do well. And I'm very sure the third wave may come, but it may not disrupt the economic activity to that extent which happened in the first wave. Like second wave was impacted, but was impacting us, but then it went off very quickly. So we could come back to normalcy pretty quickly. So I request all the investing community and the analyst community to look at us positively and support us in all our endeavors for the coming quarters. Thank you so much.
Thank you. On behalf of Union Bank of India, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.